face. You should.
This Shabbos, Parsha Zachar, the second of the four, the Dalet Parshias, the Olam is surely aware that this is the only Kriya throughout the year that we have that's a Kriya that's Deraisa. All other Kriyas, Kriyas HaTorah, is only the Rabbanon. And this Kriya, Parsha Zachar, is Deraisa. We're going to discuss Be'ez Hashem today, the Makoiris, the Makoir for what's Deraisa, and the Prati Dinim in the Kriya of a Deraisa. The Kriya that we're going to learn tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, in Parshas Kiseitze, in Devarim. The Kriya that we learn is three Psukim, and these three mitzvahs in the mitzvah of Zachar. Three mitzvahs. One mitzvah will go from the easiest one, which means it's only b'machshava loy tishkach, not to forget what Amalek did. That's the aloy says, if a person forgets what Amalek did, he's oivin alav. So b'meilu, these are din, you should remember, you should not forget, not to be oivin alav loy tishkach. Then, not to forget what Amalek did. Amalek went to Melchama with Klal Yisrael right out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they were the first ones, even though he was Yetzias Mitzrayim, through his Kriyas Yamsev, and everybody had fear, had Moira of Klal Yisrael. Amalek said, we're going to go fight with Klal Yisrael. So there's a tziva in the Torah not to forget this story that happened. What not to forget that they went in Melchama and the Eibusha saved us, but not to forget what Amalek did to us. We'll speak more afterwards. I want to move along and I'll go a little bit more into it. There's a few Rishonim about it. The first is the loisase of not to forget. The next is the mitzvah deraisa of Zachar. Remember. A mitzvah deraisa of remembering of what happened. Again, the first one is not to forget. The second one is to remember. And then there's a third, which is actually more than just remembering. There's a din of Machias Amalek to kill out the Amalekim, which is not Negeya now. There's Sanherav Irviv, but we're not. Those are the three that we have. We have a Loisesa, not to forget. We have an Asay to remember. And then we have another Asay of destroying, eliminating Amalek. We're going to behandle Be'ikir, the second Asay, the second of the three, which is Zachar, to remember what Amalek did. How do you remember? Obviously, tomorrow we're going to be Mekayim, this assay of remembering of the Kriyas HaTorah. Let's try to go in and see what exactly is the mitzvah of remembering, meaning how are we Mekayim the mitzvah? What's the oifen of being Mekayim of remembering? Not to forget, as long as you know what they did, you're not over on the lav. But how are you Mekayim the assay tomorrow of remembering what Amalek did? The Gemara Megillah, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah says Koral Peh, you read the Megillah by heart, Lo Yotza. You have to read the Megillah. Megillah's Esther in a Megillah, inside a Megillah. So the Gemara, what's the Makor? Why do you have to read the Megillah? Read the Megillah on Purim inside. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava Asya Zechira Zechira. It's a hekesh of Zechira. Where is Zechira? Where is Zechira? By Amalek. Ksiv hacha vayyama me'elin eskarim. By Megillah it says vayyama me'elin eskarim. Uksiv hasam by Amalek. Mechias Amalek. Ksoiv zois zikarim ba'sefer. It says that you should write it. Ksoiv zois ba'sefer zikarim. But when you remember it, you should remember it ba'sefer. Ma'ala alom ba'sefer. When you remember Mechias Amalek, Zechiras Amalek, remembering what Amalek did, is besefer. Afkam besefer. Then the Gemara says, maybe my dahai Zechira means reading it. Maybe it's belave. So the Gemara says, no, it says already, loy sishkach, hare belave amar. So mela means, zachar, you have to remember it besefer. So what we have again is the mitzvah, b'machshava, loy tishkach, not to forget. We have the mitzvah bedibur, to say it out by mouth, to remember. And then we also have b'maisa, which is mechias Amalek. So in the dibur, the Gemara says very clearly that when you say to remember what Amalek did, when you say it bedibur, you have to say it out of a sefer. So what's mavur is that when you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of zechira, what Amalek did, you have to read it out of a sefer. That's mavur in the Gemara. Agav the Svasemis, and so too the Minchas Chinuch asks, who said that is a separate mitzvah of zechira, of speaking out, of saying what Amalek did? Maybe it's all belief. Ida Gemara says we already have a lav, hare belev amar the lav. So who said that he's also an assay of speaking it out? Could be that assay also is only in your mind. That's what the Svasemis, the Menchas Chinuch asks. So the Svasemis answers that we would rather say it's a different mitzvah than to say laver all of b'shnei laven. Yeah. Meaning to say is if we're going to say that it's the same mitzvah, belev the lav and belev the assay, it's technically like belaver all of b'shnei laven. We would prefer to say a better teretz, which the other teretz is that these two separate mitzvahs. One is a lav, not to forget, and one is an assay to speak out verbally and say what Amalek did, to remember what Amalek did, to speak it out. And we see now in the Gemara says when you speak out what Amalek did, you're actually supposed to speak it out b'toicha sefer, and that's what we know, Megillah also, you're not supposed to say it al peh, dumya debachias kriyas Amalek has to be b'sefer. The Ramban, on the Pasuk, what we're going to lay, the Ramban says, he actually has two pshatim, but first the Ramban learns this way, and the Ramban learns, the Lashon HaRamban, below yadati, this zachar, the zechira bepeh, which you have to verbally say it. Dr. Ramban, I don't know. Does it mean im loymar shenikra parshas Amalek betzibur, which means shenikra, you have to say it out of a sefer Torah? We'll get to betzibur soon. Do you have to read it out of a sefer Torah? And it comes out v'nemtzinu lemeiden that this Shabbos, the second kriya of the four parshas, is the raisa. The kriya means to read it out of a sefer Torah. So the Ramban in his first pshat goes the way we see the Pashtas HaGemara, that the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Zachar is not only to say it, but you actually have to say it out of a Sefer Torah. The Ramban in the second pshat actually wants to say, and he says, Vayosin Nir Be'enai, Vanochen Shu, that Zachar actually is not from a Sefer Torah. It just means that you should remember it by telling it to your kids, L'doris Abom. We're not going to go into that pshat. L'chayr from the Gemara, the Achrayim ask on the Ramban, the Gemara's mavur, that you have to read it from a Sefer Torah. But Pashtus, that's how most of the poskim nemon, that to be makayim the mitzvah zachar, what the Torah says, to remember what Amalek did, you actually have to read it from a Sefer Torah. The Chassam Sofer, in the middle of a tshuva, he says, the Lashon L'roif poskim, it's the Raisa to read it from a Sefer Torah. So what we have so far, tomorrow we're going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah zachar, the deraisa of Bedibur, to say what Amalek did. And to be Mekayim that deraisa, it's not only to say it, you have to say it from a Sefer Torah. That's what we see in the Gemara, the first Pshat and the Ramban, and the Poiskim Nema for Apashas, that the deraisa is to say it from a Sefer Torah. What's La Halacha? La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, over here in Tafresh Pehei, Hilchas Arba Parshias, the Shulchan Aruch brings Yesh Oimrim. Yesh Oimrim, because obviously it's not, it's a machloikis, but Yesh Oimrim, Sheparsha Zachar, also Parsha Paraduma, Parsha Zachar, Chayovim Lekroisam, which means to read it in a Sefer Torah, Midei Raisa. And therefore says the Mechaber, that if you live in a place where there's no minyan, you should make sure to go, or at least with a Sefer Torah, we'll get to the minyan soon, you should make sure to be with a Sefer Torah, to be able to read it out of a Sefer Torah. It's interesting, over here, the Shulchan Aruch brings it b'losh and Yesh Oimrim, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, in Chelek Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'chol zeh einoy inyin l'parsha zachar, shehein ba'asor midai raisa, which means reading Parsha Zachar in a Sefer Torah is day raisa. So what we have so far, good morning Shragi, welcome.
Also, yes, that part of it. You know, you said it's belief, but you're actually reading it in the Sefer Torah.
But you have more than lo yisishkach. Definitely, what does it mean, yimakayim? It's if a person will forget, he's going to be over on a lav. So by reading Zohar, not he obviously is accomplishing that he's not going to forget. But he cannot forget also by tomorrow or any day. Just remember, have a sign hanging. Don't forget what Amalek did. That not to be over on the lav lo yisishkach. You could just remember what, just not forget. But what we have so far, what we have so far is that tomorrow, Parsha Zohar is midoraisa, and the mitzvah Zohar to remember bepeh, to say what Amalek did, and not only to remember bepeh, you have to read it from a Sefer Torah. Therefore, a couple of halachas come out because the kriya of Parsha Zohar is midoraisa.
How do we know what has to be from a Sefer Torah? Where does it?
The Gemara, Rebbe Rafal, tell me how you learned the Gemara different, because the Ramban in the second shot learns that you don't need a Kriya and a Sefer Torah, and the Achronim actually ask what from the Gemara, which is not enough time to speak about what they ask and answer, but the Gemara says, how do you know that you have to read Megillah from a Koral Peh, Megillas Esther, Lo Yatza? The Gemara says, because the Koran, it's Hukash to Zechir of Amalek. Just like over there, you have to read it from a Sefer, so too, Megillah, you have to read from a Sefer. So what we see clearly is that the mitzvah of Zechir of Amalek is not just to say what Amalek did, you actually have to read it from a Sefer Torah. Because if you don't have to read it from a Sefer Torah, what's the Raya to Megillah, the Koran? Just like you can read it up here.
I always asking, what's the Makar for the Gemara?
It says, Ksav Zay Zikaron B'Sefer. So the Gemara is learning Zikaron B'Sefer means you should remember what Amalek did, but remember it B'Sefer. She's saying maybe Ksav Zay Zikaron, but it should be written. The Gemara says "Ksayv Zay Zikara" means you should remember what happened, but remember it b'sefer. So, what dinim come out based on that kriya of Zohar tomorrow in a sefer Torah is deraisa? The first din, the Shara Ephraim says that one should make sure that he should use a mehudedig sefer Torah for the kriya. You want to make sure that it's meduktik. If a person has a few sefer Torah, you should make sure to take out the best Sefer Torah you have for the Kriya of Zohar. Since the Kriya, not just, we're not being Yotze the Zohar, just remembering what happened and saying what happened. Part of the Doraisa, the Torah wants we should be Makayim the Zechira through reading it in the Torah. So we should really try and have a good and kosher Mahudadig Sefer Torah. That's Meduktuk. That's no Shaila questions if it's kosher. The Leket Yosha says that the Baal Koreh should make sure to read it slowly, clearly, so you should be able to be Yotza, a proper Kriya. The Baal Koreh should say it clearly. Another din in the Shara Ephraim also is to make sure that when it's read, that people should be quiet. You should also be able to hear it clearly. The same idea that since the Kriya, but also the Kriya from a Sefer Torah, we should make sure that it's done properly. There's another din, this the Mishnah Berurah says, that since you have to be Yotze with the Kriya of Parshas Zohar Tamar Midoraisa, the Baal Koreh should have in mind to be Mechavan to be Yotze, just like the Baal Tekeah. You should be Mechavan to be Moitzi, the people that are listening, the mitzvah Deiraisa of Zohar. And so to the people listening, all of us, the ones that were not Baal Koreh, and we listen to Zohar, you're supposed to be Mechavan, that you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah. We ask in Simon Samach, the mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Since mitzvah Srichas Kavana, you should have in mind that you want to be Yoitze, the mitzvah of Zohar, of the mitzvah Deraisa of Zechiris, what Amalek did. Another din, the Taz.
You get into the women?
We're not going to speak about it in this year. There's a Shaila. These Rishonim speak about it. Why? They're not Mechuyiv. Lav B'nei Melchama. Another din that comes out since Zohar is Deraisa is the Taz says in Tafresh Pehesiv Katan Beis that the Brachos, you're not Yotze the Kriya without the Brachos before and afterwards. The Kriya, the one who's Oilel HaTorah and he gets the Bracha before and the Bracha afterwards, if you don't hear the brachas, you don't hear it, you're not yotzi, you're not machaven to be yotzi with the brachas, you're not going to be yotzi the kriya also not. That's what the Taz says. But it's really, it's a little bit of a shver thing to understand. Why wouldn't you be yotzi without the brachas? The din is, the brachas is eina ma'akvis. Any mitzvah that you do, if you don't make the bracha, it's not ma'akev and you yotze the mitzvah. So what's the worst case that happened over here, that you have the kriya of zach and you don't have the bracha? So l'chayu you yotze anyways. The truth is, the Prima Gadim says that what the Taz says, that you need the brachas, says the Prima Gadim, it's lav dafka. It's lav dafka, you don't need the brachas. Brachas ain't a ma'akvis. Number the rabbanon, you should have the brachas also. The rabbanon, which means that if you don't hear the brachas, maybe you don't have the drabon and the gedin, that every mitzvah yet, the bracha lefanel achreah, the drabon and the gedin of the bracha is before you oil la Torah. But midiraisa, even if you don't have you don't hear the bracha before and afterwards, you yoitza. Even though the Taz really spells it out and says, you're not yoitza the kriya without a bracha. The Prima Gadim says that it's lav dafka, you are yoitza.
I always have shuls do it by mincha. The second. You do like the second kriya by mincha.
By mincha?
I saw it on a shul schedule. Maybe it's because they're able to fit in with the brachas.
The women come also.
No, I know. It's. I've never been there, so I don't know if they do it with the lane, mincha laning. I don't know.
I would think they do it again, that if somebody who missed it to come to listen, but how would they do it with the mincha laning? They take a two sifri Torah, the goylo. That's interesting. How would they do it with the bracha? But what we see over here, the brachas are not ma'akev. There was somebody in Orchis Rabbeinu, they bring from the stipler, that somebody told the stipler that in a shul they made an announcement, which that's the noig boss, to make an announcement to be machaven zacher deraisa. They made an announcement, you should have in mind to be yoitza zacher with the brachas. So the stipler said, there's no need. He was very disappointed about it. He said the person's being machadash chadashim, new things. No, you don't have to announce about the brachas. Obviously, the brachas are like any brachas of brachas of an aliyah la Torah. But don't get it mixed up with the mitzvah. The mitzvah to makayim zacher is the etzem kriya satay, is the etzem kriya, the etzem zacher. Person should have in mind shemeya ka'ina. He should have the kriya of zacher. But the brachas are actually not ma'akiv, not before, not afterwards.
Shemeya ka'ina, as long as you're hearing it from a clock, not that you have to be kairi.
That's a shmuz for itself. Rav Shlomo Yosef wants to know if you need Shemei Koyin as if you're saying it, or if the Shmi itself is enough. That's a shmuz for itself. Big discussion. Lamaisa in Shevet HaLevi, he also says that of course you don't need the brachas, but he says Lamaisa, there is an inyan to be, since the Kriya is the Raisa, there's a mile of having the brachas. So maybe it's a little bit more the brachas before the Kriya of Zacha than any bracha before any Kriya Satayra. But of course the brachas are not ma'akev. So what we have so far, the Kriya Zacha to say Zacha is the Raisa. Pashtus Lefi Roiv Poiskim, it's the Raisa also to have the Raisa to read it from a Sefer Torah. The Shaila is, do you need a minion? Do you need a minion? Is a minion also a deraisa? The Rosh in the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara says that Maisib Rabbi Eliezer, that he came to Beis HaKnesses, and he was no minion, and he was Meshacher his Eved. In other words, he had an Eved Kanani, he wanted to be Metzarefim to a minion, he only had 9. He was Meshacher his Eved, he freed him. By being Meshacher, he turned into Yisrael. And he was able to mitzarefim to a minion. Very good, he had a minion. So the question is, how could he mitzarefim? How could he be meshacherim? Ha-meshacher avda over ba'asei lo'ilu b'em tavoidi. How could he meshacher his eved? That's what the Gemara asks. How could he meshacher his eved? And the Gemara says, mitzvah derabim shadi. Asei derabim. Which means, even though he's going to be over an asei of freeing his eved of lo'ilu b'em tavoidi, but rather free and be over an asay diyachid, which is his asay, for an asay derabim. So the Rosh goes on to explain, what is asay derabim? What asay derabim do you need to be mekayim when you have a minion? When do you need a minion? When do you need a minion that he had to free his avid? Where's that asay? Oh, so the Rosh says, what's that minion that you need? The minion is, Kaddish and Kedusha, which you makayim da say of Kiddush Hashem v'nektashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, even though saying Kaddish, saying Baruch Hu, Kedusha is only a chiyuv midrabbanon, but when you do it, you makayim a deraisa. You makayim a Kiddush v'nektashti when you do it with a minyan. So Mameila, that's why he freed his Eved, even though he's over an Asay of La'olam v'hem tavoidu, he was makayim, he had an Asay derabim of Kiddush Hashem. But the Rosh says, I don't want to say that he freed his Eved to be able to have a minion for Zachar, because it's mistaber that the Gemara is talking about all the time, not only once a year for Shabbat Zachar. So says the Rosh, I don't want to learn that this minion was because of Zachar, which means Zachar, he learns you need a minion, but he just doesn't want to learn that that's what we're talking about. The Mele learns it's talking about the Kiddush Hashem, and over there he's a minion. So the Mele, you see clearly from the Rosh that he's a chiyuv but midoraisa to have a minion. Because if it's not midoraisa, it's only a midorabono to have a minion of Kriyas Parsha Zachar, what would allow to free the Eved and be over an asay of lo'ila bem tavoidu? Al karchach, these are deraisa to have a minion by Zachar. And the Rosh would have been happy to learn that's why he did it. However, it's not mistaber that we're talking about only that one time. You would rather learn that it's talking about that the freeing of the Eved was negeya and applicable for any time.
How do we know that's from year to year?
That's also something to discuss. Is it from year to year? Is it every day? Is it mipam, lapam, once every 2-3 years? That's also a discussion. So we have already a few things, I guess, for a part two of a shir. Maybe next year, Noshim. This is also a shmuz for itself. Zachar, how is it every day? Is it once a year? Once every mipam, lapam? These are some sefer that maybe we'll speak about, that if it's every 12 months, when these are ibiyar, like this year, maybe to have in mind, like he said, say also. So what we have that he's a chiv mederaisa to lane Zachar, to lane it in the Sefer Torah, and we see over here from the Rosh, and that's how the Truma Sadashan learns in the Rosh, that he's a chiv mederaisa to have a minion. You have a chiv Zachar to read it from a Sefer Torah with a minion. Me'idoch to Sharetzion, in Sivkatan Hey over here in the Simen, argues, and he says that there's no chiv mederaisa to have a minion by Kriya Zachar. That's what he says. He brings, even though the Magen Avraham brings the Truma Sadeshin, that learns in the Rosh that you need Zachar Medeiraisa, Eini Yoidea Shum Mekoyer Lezeh. I don't see any Mekoyer. Aye, the Rosh says that he would have freed the Eved for Zachar. V'haider Ablezeh Shichar Avdoi would have been for Zachar, because the Iker Kriya Zachar is Mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa. The Iker Mitzvah is Deiraisa, so mainly would have freed him. Which I had a very hard time. If anybody could explain, how does that help? I want to just understand that. How does that help that the Iker Mitzvah is Deiraisa? But if you don't need a minion, if you don't need a minion in Deiraisa, L'chayra, that shouldn't allow to be over on Dase. By Kedusha, which is also the Rabbanon, but at least when you do it with a minion, you makayim a Deiraisa. But over here, you makayim the deraisa, whether if you read it with a minion or you read it without a minion. So I'm not exactly sure why that would allow to be mashachar avdai. But says the Shaar Tzion Klar, the Chafetz Chaim, says that you do not need Kriyas HaTorah with Kriyas Shabbat Zachar with a minion to be makayim da'asei. To be makayim the deraisa, you don't need a minion. To the Ramban that we mentioned before, the Lashon Ramban says B'tzibur. Also, the Shulchan Aruch, which we mentioned in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch also says, "V'chol ze einoy inyan laparsha zachar shehein ba'asara midayraisa," which l'chayru would be mevur that you need a minyan midayraisa. So we have machloikus over here. The pashtus, the Magen Avraham, Truma Sadesh, and learn up in the Rosh that you need a minion midiraisa to be makayim. The Shaar Tzion, and the truth is that the Menachos Chinuch also learns v'zeh vaday borer that hamitzvah biyochid gam kei makayim midirabonon, you need a minion. So we have over here a pretty clear machloikis in Zachar if you need to be makayim, if you need a minion for Kriyas Parsha Zachar. One final din to discuss idea in Zohar, which we have the Kriyas Deraisa. In the Sefer Torah, the Pashtus Reif Paiskim is a Deraisa. With a minion, also seemingly a lot learned, it's Deraisa. The Chafetz Chaim says it's not Deraisa. We're going to conclude with one last din to speak about. Obviously, we can't cover everything. These Nashim, how awful is the mitzvah? Reading Zohar, is it Zecher or Zecher? With a Tzeirei or with a Segel? Reading Zohar, which one is it?
Both.
I didn't see such a tzad that it should be both. There's one Nekuda under, it's one way to say it, one way or another. Oh, so we'll speak about it. These are machlekes, the manchashai, the hechel abrocha. These are machlekes if it's a tzeirei or it's a segel. Morty wants to say it's actually both.
What?
That's
what the practice is, both.
So the Mishnah Berurah Taka says, Mahanochin, Mishnah Berurah says, Mahanochin Taka to do both. We should Taka do both. Since he's a machlekes, if it's zecher or zecher, machlekes, we should Taka do both. Now, when we do both, there's really three ways how to do both. Either you could say over, the truth is that when I said this shiur the other day in the 10th grade, someone told me in his shul, they say over the whole entire parsha. These three ways, what I would think. Either you say over the whole pasuk, one way with zecher, one way with zecher. Or you say over the phrase, timcha es zecher amalek, timcha es zecher amalek. Or you actually just say over the word. I haven't heard that they say over the whole entire parsha all three psukim with zecher and all three psukim with zecher. So these three ways, technically, either you say over the whole pasuk, just those few words, or even just zecher and zecher. If anybody knows of a place that says over the whole three psukim, please let me know. I'd like to know the makor where such a thing to say over. Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, Rav Moshe says that you shouldn't just say over timcha es zecher zecher amalek. He says, first of all, there could be a little bit of a mistake, a misunderstanding, that maybe only the Zacharim like the mistake that was made. And he says, just like he brings the raya, like by the Megillah, v'ishloi amad lifneyem, v'ishloi amad bifneyem, just like over there we say over the phrase, not just the word itself. The same thing you should say over timcha zecher amalek, timcha zecher amalek, you should say over the few words with it. Me'idach, they bring in the Luach Halachas Vamanhagim, they bring that the Minig and Brisk was the Baal Koyra, which was the Av Bezdin or Simcha Zelig Rieger, used to just say over the word. Just the word, Zecher and Zecher, to be Makayim, Yoitze, both Shitas, they said both, but they only said over the word, not the whole phrase. And Tzoysa Shulchan brings that Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, on the Kriya of Parshas Zohar, which means the one of Bishalach, which we read also on Purim itself, not what we just read a few weeks ago, the one we're going to read on Purim, that he said with a segel, and the one that we read Kiseite, and when we read it on tomorrow, that he did with a tzeire. In other words, he did the Parsha of Bishalach and Purim with a segel, Kiseite, and tomorrow he did with a tzeire. Even though we see that he's a machloikis and the Mishnah Berurah says to do both, however, there are those that are noyig only to do one. In Maaser Rav brings that the Goyin only said with a segel. He didn't say it over, he just said only with a segel. And later from Rav Chaim Volozhin, and they say B'Shem the Goyin only with a tzeirei, so they said maybe he was chayzer. But the idea is, and the Ashkenaz, the Yekis, Tzan, Satmer read only with a tzeirei. So even though we see that he's a machloikis and many say to do both, to be yoitza both, and we say how to do both, but there are those that only do one. So if you're in a shul that only does one, you will yoitza also. You're still makayim the mitzvah. There are those that say even one of them, one way tzeirei or segel, you will yoitza. Just to be messiah with a nice vart. He brings over the Ketzayis HaShulchan that somebody asked the Torah's Chesed of Lublin, which, how do you read it? Do you read Zecher? Do you read Zecher? So he answered back, Zecher or Zecher or both. But the main thing is to mekayim the mitzvah, to be moicha, to be mechias amalek. Zeche, make sure that you mekayim tomorrow the mitzvah, to be mekayim the mechias amalek, the zechira of what amalek did. So just to sum it up, we have that it's medeiraisa, to verbally say the mechias, the zechira of what amalek did. And besides saying it, you should say it from a sefer Torah, you should have a minyan. And with that, we'll be Be'ezus Hashem, be mekayim the mitzvah to say deraisa. Have a good Shabbos.
I'm sorry.